At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The OTB Brief, everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Wednesday, the 28th of October. I'm John Duggan, and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Liverpool's defensive crisis deepened still further last night. Stand-in centre-back Fabinho was taken off with a hamstring problem in their 2-0 Champions League Group D win over Midtjylland at Anfield. It leaves Joe Gomez as their only fully fit centre-back ahead of Saturday's visit of West Ham. Diogo Jota and Mo Salah scored the goals in the win. Boss Jurgen Klopp says the players need to weather the tough times.
It's like in a marriage. It's in good and in lesser good times. You have to stick together. And that's a moment. It's not a lesser good time. It's just a tricky one. So a lot of games, player after player says goodbye for a while. And then we still have to play the next game. And in our case, we have to win it. And we try with all we have. And I'm really happy with that.
In Group C last night, Manchester City were 3-0 winners away to Marseille. Ferran Torres, Ilkay Gundogan and Raheem Sterling were all on target. In Group E this evening, Chelsea are away to Krasnodar. Manchester United entertain RB Leipzig at Old Trafford in Group H. United are being linked with a move for next summer for the Leipzig defender Dayot Upamecano. Red Devils boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has said Donny van de Beek will be given his chance. The Dutchman has yet to start a Premier League game this season since a £40 million move from Ajax.
You know, I've been part of a successful Man United team myself, and we had two players in every single positions. And I think now the most successful teams, the teams that have been winning, they have competition for places. But it's a nice challenge and a nice problem to have.
Celtic boss Neil Lennon has accused the media of having an agenda against him and the club. He's under pressure after a series of poor results. There have been reports of dressing room bust-ups between the manager and the players. But Lennon says it's all fake news and designed to get him sacked.
I'm telling you, it's media-driven. There's no question of that. The poison comes from either social media or it's picked up by you guys and put in your reports or your articles or your newspapers or whatever. And it's out there for people to clickbait.
Drogheda United entered their three-year stay in the League of Ireland First Division last night. Their 2-0 win away to Cabinteely saw them promoted as champions. In the playoffs, Bray will play Cabinteely, UCD will take on Longford Town. Galway just missed out on a playoff spot by drawing 2-2 with UCD last night. Andy Farrell is due to name a side later today for Saturday's Six Nations showdown with France. The Ireland head coach must pick a replacement for Gary Ringrose, whose autumn has been ended by a fatal injury. Robbie Henshaw set to get the nod in midfield with either Keith Earls or Chris Farrell on the bench for the Paris encounter. France will be able to call upon lock Bernard Leroux after he escaped a ban for an alleged strike on Wales captain Alan Wynne-Jones. Ireland legend Keith Wood was on the show last night. He spoke to OTB Sports about Jacob Stockdale at fullback.
I'd like to see him do very well. I mean, we're in need of a fullback. You often don't really appreciate people till they're gone, but Kearney had tidied up that 15 for a long time. Larmer, I still don't know, is big enough at 15 because he gets exposed. Stockdale definitely is that big. But I don't know whether it's a placeholder for a period of time. I think he may end up be fighting for his position on the wing. We might end up with Hugo Keenan at full-back. He just seems to be a little bit more, I don't know, is it natural or comfortable, more kind of pure footballer.
The draw for the pool stages of the Heineken Champions Cup will be made in Lausanne later. Leinster and Ulster will be among the Tier 1 sides in the rejig competition. Munster are in Tier 2, Connacht are in Tier 3. In athletics, the Integrity Unit have branded Christian Coleman's actions as careless and reckless. The 100 metres world champion has been banned for 2 years after missing 3 drugs tests in 2019. American Coleman is set to miss next year's Tokyo Olympics, but he can appeal to the Court of Arbitration for Sport. The eighth stage of the Vuelta a España plays out entirely in the Rioja region today. Dan Martin begins the day 20 seconds down on the overall leader, Richard Carapaz. There's a 7-race car that punches down this afternoon. The first off there at 5-1 at Dundalk. An 8-race fixture on the all-weather is underway at 4:25. Coming up on OTB AM with Gerry Roy and Owen Sheehan from 7:30, we're chatting to Conor McKenna, David Myler, Caitlin Phelan, Colm Kavanagh and Brendan Devaney. Then tonight we'll be chatting to Brian O'Driscoll. Remember, you can listen to or watch our content on the brand new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your app store now to download it for iOS and Android. That's your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.